Hey y'all, Kim here. We had a little bit of audio issue with Andrew's feed. It does get better after the first few minutes, so hang in there and it will be better next time. Thanks for listening. Welcome to Service Desk.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Kim. Tonight with us, we have Malkari from the non-toxic gaming community, also known as Kate. How are you tonight, Kate?
Hey, I'm great. Glad to be here.
Kate, what do you do and why did we bring you on tonight?
That is a good question. I have no idea why I'm here. I'm just kidding. So so I used to work in a very techie retail type job. I am no longer at that job. I am still knowledgeable on tech stuff. But actually right now, I haven't announced this publicly yet. So this is actually going to be like the first place that hears this. I have been hired to do a job that I've been really gunning to do. I've always liked the idea of working from home. So I am now the official social media manager for a company called BeLive.tv, which is a live streaming platform that's entirely web-based. So I get to work from home and I get to tweet memes, like memes at people, and that is what I get paid to do.
That's actually pretty exciting. I've always looked at jobs like that, and I'm envious of people who are able to lock down those.
It was a very much like a time and place and who I knew type situation. It was just, I got laid off at my tech job, not by any fault of my own. They no longer needed my position due to some restructuring. They were really sad to let me go. And then I was already actually doing a weekly stream for this company just as like a contractor type thing. And so I was talking to the person, I'm like, yeah, actually just like lost my job. So I feel like you have anything. And she's like, well, actually, you know what? I really resonate with you because I also lost my job right before this company picked me up. And I know what that's like. So let's see what we can do. And here I am a month and a half later, and I'm really enjoying the position so far.
That's awesome. It's nice to have someone help pick you up when you've been released from duties elsewhere.
Yeah.
So I'm actually great. Being laid off was one of the best things that has happened to me in recent years. So I'm happy. I'm feeling good.
Awesome.
This is definitely something you don't hear a lot. So I'm happy that it worked out for you.
For sure. It was stressful at first, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Understandable.
Well.
But anyway, so how have your guys' days in the tech world been? Or weeks or whatever?
Well, mine's been pretty good. Things are going really exciting at my place. There's just, to keep things vague enough, there's just going to be a lot of job openings and opportunities out there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So it's going to be really cool to see where my career is going to be able to grow. And I kind of have my pick on pretty much anywhere to go. So I'm really excited.
Ooh, that's fun.
So I'm kind of thinking, networking, or if I want to do system administration, or kind of stay kind of with the desktop software support. So it'll be interesting.
It will be nice to see where you branch into.
What about you guys?
For me, in the tech world today, not a heck of a lot. I mean, with my remote position, I've been on my computer all day. But more exciting though, like a couple weeks ago, I actually got a laptop. I haven't had a working laptop in forever. So I had to borrow some money to get it. First thing I did was ripped off the back, gutted it, and like upgraded little bits and pieces to configure it the way I wanted. And it was so fun just diving in because I've been building computers since I was 14 years old and I just love getting in there, getting messy. So,
oh yeah.
Techie, I got to buy some hardware, swap out some crappier stock parts that the laptop came with some like higher quality name brand things. And so that was great. That was a couple weeks ago. So I was sitting on the couch for the most of the day on my new laptop, just doing my social media work stuff.
That sounds like a dream.
In my pajamas. Aw, yeah.
I also worked from home today, but I did not wear pajamas.
Oh, you're naked, man. That's next level.
I hear all you have to wear is a shirt. Because
I didn't even have to do that much. Yeah, no, I didn't even have my webcam on. It was just totally blocked off. I didn't have to worry about any of that. It was great.
Excellent.
But yeah, otherwise, it was pretty slow for me today. There wasn't a lot of incoming, so just taking care of all the backlog and stuff like that. So other than, you know, the occasional random server not cooperating, it's been pretty calm. So that's nice.
Well, I kind of have some, I don't know, fun news. It's kind of been slow with like really hard hitting stuff out there, but the one thing that I found that I really am excited to see start happening more often is Amazon is testing and pretty much rolling out little delivery robots in Washington State.
Interesting.
Yeah. So they're really, really cute, which I think is going to be important. Like, in order to have autonomous, like, vehicles among us, I think the first ones are going to have to be cute because, you know, people need to trust them. But it's this little tiny thing, and they call it Scout, and which is just a, you know, cute name as well. But it's a little thing with, like, six wheels, and it's going to go around and just deliver packages to people, and it'll let you know when it's at your front door, and you walk out, pick it up.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's, like, the size of, if you think of, like a large igloo cooler that you would bring to, like, a tailgating party.
Yeah.
And then strap wheels on the bottom. So it's a fair size.
Is it
like you could put?
Is it just in like Seattle or?
As far as all the articles that I'm seeing show Washington State.
Interesting. Yeah. I have a hard time seeing it be outside of a large city though.
Like you wouldn't like be living out in like you know the hills or something or, you know, and it's some.
We're going to deliver to Mount Rainier.
That's for the autonomous flying drones.
Oh, yeah. Oh yes, fair.
But I'm really excited for stuff like this. I think it's only a matter of time. Like, it's going to happen, and it's going to be in every city. But it's just the matter of waiting for it to happen.
Right,
okay, definitely. I just kind of like I just googled a picture of Scout. It's pretty small. I wonder how efficient this would be though. Like, it looks like they can only hold one package at a time.
Have you seen a photo of someone standing next to it though? Because the photo looks really small, but
I mean, like, there's, I guess made the lady's really tall, but it comes like just above her knees.
Yeah,
like, it's still pretty tiny.
Like, I feel like you could easily fit like pretty much anything I've ordered on Amazon. You could fit one or two in there. But yeah, it's very much a one or two delivery, and then has to go back. And if you think about it, if it's just the one compartment, it would have to be a one use type of thing because someone could just take both packages. So
that's true. That'd be bad. Yeah. Ooh, what's my extra Amazon delivery today?
So I'm just picturing an army of these little scout things to give everyone's deliveries out for it to be efficient.
So, which leads me to think, I wonder if we're going to start seeing, like, autonomous, like, delivery package, like, lanes. You know how, like, we have, like, bike lanes?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if we're going to start seeing, like, you know, little, automated driver lanes or something.
Well, that would require the government and people who do roadways to actually, you know, understand and be willing to do that.
Yeah, it'll be a while down the way.
Yeah, you know.
But yeah, that's about all I got, so.
Very cool. So, Kate is a streamer lady who does all kinds of fun streams over on the Twitches. So we are going to ask you about all of the streaming things tonight.
You sound like an old grandparent talking about some newfangled thing they don't quite understand, which is fitting.
The streaming thing.
On that website.
You know, with the intertubes.
So yes. Explain streaming for us, just kind of at a high level.
So you take a webcam, typically. You don't have to do it with a webcam. You sit in front of a computer and you turn it on and you perform for people. That's like the base level. There's the many different kinds of streaming.
Fair.
There's like the gamer type streaming. There's creative. There's also the lewd type streaming. But that's like the base level of what streaming is. You're usually at a computer or you even use mobile devices. You usually have a camera on and you're engaging an audience online. That is what streaming is.
I like it.
Very good.
No, my little lady self understands better.
I feel like you don't see a lot of like performance, or I should be careful here. You don't see a lot of like instrumental or non-gaming type stuff out there. Is that a pretty big market right now, or am I just not seeing it in the right spot? Like streaming and playing board games, stuff like that.
On Twitch, Twitch was primarily started as a video game type platform, but in recent times, it actually has very much expanded, and you can't, like, it's still not like the norm, the super popular thing, but there are people just streaming board games. There are people streaming crafts. There's people cooking dinner in their kitchen, streaming that. There's just a... Yeah, it's a, I've had I've done that a cookie one stream. Not this past Christmas, the previous year, I did a full turkey dinner live on stream for a charity event. I spatchcocked a turkey for the first time ever live on camera, which what that is you take out the spine of the turkey and you butterfly it, like you make it fly. Live on stream for the first time ever. That was hilarious. But yeah, so even I have cooked on stream. There's like bartending streams. So there's a wide variety, but it's still mainly video games, but it is growing into other things.
That's actually pretty exciting. I think that's easily going to be the future of where our entertainment's going.
Yeah, you don't need TV so much anymore. Like, there's so many different channels, and there's some really professional top-level Twitch streamers, or even on other stream platforms like Mixer or whatever, that treat it as if it is a TV show. Like, hey, this is my cooking show. I'm going to teach you guys how to make this. Like, it's becoming a big thing.
I want to say that I read something, or I watched a video about that China. It's really huge in China. And it's starting to kind of make its way over here now, where it's not just like video game, like you said, but it's just like interacting with the people that are watching.
Yeah, cool genre is, I think actually this started, I might be totally wrong on this, don't quote me. I think it started in Korea, but it's pronounced mukbang. And what that is you just stream yourself eating food and chatting with people while you eat. It's kind of like, It's like kind of like sitting at a table, having dinner with a group of friends, but instead of being at a table with friends, you're in front of your camera talking to virtual friends online. And so it's not like a weird fetish thing. It's just you're literally sitting there just eating and talking to people.
So if someone were to start wanting to get into stuff like this, what is the kind of basic hardware that they would need to kind of lock down and start obtaining?
So it depends on what they plan on streaming. If you're planning on doing an IRL stream, you know, in real life, you're just chatting to a camera, you really don't need like any sort of a gaming rig at all. You just need basically an internet and a webcam attached to your computer. But if you're streaming like AAA titles, top end games, you definitely need heavier hardware that can handle those graphic capabilities and whatnot. So that's such a wide question. It's really hard to narrow it down. It really depends on what you are streaming.
So if you were to, let's just say computer wise, like obviously if you're doing video games, you're going to need things like good graphics card for the videos or for the video games. Do they need like a capture card? I think I've heard that word thrown out.
Yeah, capture card. So if you are streaming from a console, so a game that's not on your computer, you use a device called a capture card, and you can connect that to your console, and you can stream games from PS4, Xbox, whatever console you're using. Even some of the older consoles, like an N64, you can hook that up and stream too. There's ways to go around that. That's what capture cards are typically used for.
Okay. And so if you're not doing video games, then what would you recommend someone would have computer-wise?
Computer-wise, basically like something that has a stable internet connection. I never recommend streaming wirelessly, so you definitely have a hardwired connection if possible. If not, make sure you have a really good internet connection, a good wireless card in your computer, or even an external wireless card you can attach to your computer. Good internet connection is like the top level must of what you need, and have your computer connected to it. Beyond that, for streaming, I recommend having a minimum of 2 monitors. That's just my personal thing, because I usually have my streaming software up on one monitor, and then like another monitor for whatever it is I'm streaming. But if I'm just streaming myself, then you're just seeing from a camera talking, you really only need one monitor, because you don't need like a second screen to see things, to see chat, because you just have it all on one screen. And a good environment to sit in, a quiet environment, depending on what you're streaming, you don't want extra noises or distractions. So, but I don't know, just hardware wise, just the basic screen, computer, mouse, keyboard, webcam, and definitely a microphone. And generally a headset to prevent the feedback going into your microphone.
Can you expand a little bit on the, like maybe some good suggestions and tips that you would have if you were to go hunting for the microphone camera?
Sure. So the streamer go-to webcam nowadays, and this is the one I use, it's the Logitech C920. And as long as you have the proper settings on it and a good light setup in your room, it can look like a very professional quality webcam. Now the C920, it can be iffy if you don't have it set up correctly, but if you do, it looks really good. And this is why a lot of streamers use it, because it's a low price point too. I think in US dollars, it's like $40 or $50.
I just looked it up, and it's $49.99
Oh, look at me go. I'm on the point. yeah, it's a great webcam. Most streamers use it. As long as you have it configured correctly and you have lighting correctly. It looks like I've had people come into my stream saying, hey, did you get a DSLR camera? Like what happened? And all I did was I learned how to fiddle with the settings and I got better lighting in my streaming room and just night and day difference between the two. So the Logitech C920 webcam is the go-to. For the microphone though, I'm a bit biased. I use a Blue Yeti. It's a bit of a more expensive microphone. And this was actually gifted to me by one of my viewers, one of my dear friends. We actually met through my Twitch channel and she became a regular viewer, became a fast friend, and she gifted this really expensive, like $200 microphone to me. So I love it. And I found out after that actually this is a really popular microphone amongst streamers, the Blue Yeti. It's quite popular. But there are cheaper webcams microphones, cheaper microphones that people use that are not as good, but are good enough. You don't need to spend $200 on an expensive microphone. If you're just starting out, you're just wanting to get into the streaming game. I mean, when I first started streaming, I used my headset microphone. I had a headset with a crappy little microphone on it, and it was good enough. So if you're just starting out, just get a headset that has a microphone on it, and you got two of your things in one, your mic and your headset, your headphones. And yeah, so you don't need a separate microphone until you're ready to really dive in. So if you're just trying out streaming, you're just dipping your toe in the water, so to speak, and you want to see what it's about, just get it. If you have a headset, usually people who game have a headset already, but it's totally fine to use that from the get-go. That's all right.
You kind of touched on it a little bit. You mentioned having good lighting. Do you worry about having certain, like, diffused lights in certain spots?
Yeah, lighting. So I tried going online and researching the ideal proper streamer light setup, and there really isn't a whole lot out there by way of guides. Like, there's people with their opinions on what they do. There is no definitive guide, and the main reason for that is being everyone's environment is different. Let's say in your streaming room, you have a huge window and you stream during the daytime. Well, that's going to affect your light setup compared to someone that's in a dark basement with no natural light coming in, no windows. So it's really personal situations. So typically the ideal streamer setup is, even if you have that gorgeous big window in your streaming room, get some blackout curtains, cover it up, set the ground from zero, and like get your light set up. And then that way, every time you stream, no matter what, you don't need to fiddle with your lighting every single time.
It'd be the same. Sometimes, consistency.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of streamers don't do this. They're like, yeah, you know, I have my window. It's great. But if you really want top level quality, you know, close that window. As beautiful as it might look outside, ignore the outside. You're streaming. And yeah, make sure it's just dark. And the only lighting you have is the lighting from the lamps that you have. As far as actual lighting hardware, you don't need fancy, expensive things. Like, Elgato just came out with this fantastic lighting panel thing I want it just for the sake of having it, but I don't need it. It's $200. You don't need it. It's nice to have, but the way it interacts with the Stream Deck is really cool. You don't need it. I won a ring light at a recent Twitch meetup in my city in Vancouver here, and that's why my recent lighting setup changed and looks so much better. But you don't even need a ring light. Like, really, you can get, a lot of people go to like Home Depot or whatever hardware store you have in your city or town and buy just work lamps and then get some what's it called? Parchment paper or it's like white fabric to diffuse it a bit. And as long as it's positioned correctly, your lighting looks just as good as if you had that expensive $200 Elgato lighting panel. Like, you don't need to get super, super hefty with how much you're spending on your lighting.
Cool. I didn't know that there was a new lighting panel out.
It is fancy. I want it, but I don't need it.
Understandable. So, like, besides the game or whatever you're playing and whatever software your, you know, webcam, microphone, whatever you use, what do you need to stream software-wise?
Software. So, it really depends on what your needs are. So in my 3 years of streaming, I've tried pretty much every main streaming software there is out there. I started with OBS, quickly switched to XSplit, then after a while switched to Streamlabs OBS because it's free and has so many awesome widgets and built-in features, and its studio is so easy to use. I love XSplit. They're dear to my heart. They really supported me and got me started in streaming. Like, they're great, but if you're just starting out streaming and you don't have to pay for a streaming service, use Streamlabs OBS. That's like the main one I would recommend to use for streaming. If you do want to pay a little bit more, XSplit does have some great features too, but they are a monthly paid plan thing. Their free version is not great. So if you're using XSplit, definitely pay. I think it's like $5 a month at minimum, but it's still money in your pocket compared to Streamlabs OBS, which is entirely free.
That's cool that it's free.
Free, and there's like free templates and overlays you can just pull from within it. Widgets and alert boxes. Like it's a whole like all-in-one thing, and it's the main thing that a lot of streamers have switched to because of all that.
Nice.
That's really cool. So then as far as like where to stream to, you talked about Twitch, and you mentioned something else. I don't know what you said.
Mixer, yeah.
That's Microsoft's, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah. So Twitch is to Amazon, where Mixer is to Microsoft. I'm trying to remember what Mixer used to be called. I have such a bad memory. I think it used to be called Beam or something, like a year or so ago. They recently, I guess when Microsoft grabbed them, they switched to Mixer. But yeah, some basic streaming things are Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube. And I think even Facebook, you can live stream.
I've seen Facebook really trying to push it. But I haven't heard of anyone that I know of actually using it as their main service.
I've seen it a couple times. I never click on it. I never watch it. But sometimes scrolling by my feed, I see it. It's not like, I don't know. If I want to watch a stream, I'll go to Twitch. I'll go to YouTube.
Exactly. What I've seen streamed on Facebook is more like, I'm shooting my kids' basketball game so that grandpa can watch. You know, like, it's not usually like what the rest of the streaming world would consider streaming.
I think they're trying to get into the content creation more. But they're struggling with it from what I don't know. Maybe I'm just an old guy and out of the loop. So what are the differences between the different services that you've seen? Like, what do you look for as a streamer?
So ease of use, something that's lightweight on my computer. For me specifically, well, I'll get into like later. We'll be talking about computer's hardware, but my computer's old. that's one of the reasons why I switched from XSplit, because it was so heavy on my CPU. It's a great platform, but it is widely known as a CPU hog, not just for me, but for everybody. So something that's lightweight, easy to set up. Those are the main things streamers want in a streaming platform that they're using to do their live streams from. So yeah, those are the main
goals. Is there I would assume also like where the audience is as well. So like if you're a gamer, you're probably gonna get a lot more people on Twitch versus like Facebook, of course.
Oh, the different websites. Yeah, so yeah, Facebook is definitely more for like the just chatting, real life things you're doing. I have seen a few gamers trying to stream their games on it. It's not really the platform to do it. Facebook is better for if you have a business and you're selling a product, and because Facebook has millions and billions of users, and you have so it's generally an older audience that uses Facebook. You know, 40s, 50s, 60s. They like buying things. They like spending money. So if you have a product, if you have a business, use Facebook for that to engage your audience on your.
So that's where the infomercials are going.
Yeah, they're all on Facebook. But for more of the gaming type things, like Twitch is the main one. Mixer is a close second. YouTube is staying relevant. Most people think of YouTube as more of a, not a live streaming service, but more of like, hey, I want to go look up a video on this topic type thing, or, you know, but people can live stream to YouTube as a thing, but Twitch and Mixer are the two main ones. Twitch is newer, is older than Mixer. So Twitch, by any definition, they have a larger audience. They have a larger fan base. Most people go to Twitch for any live streaming needs, but Mixer is, you know, it's trying to stay close behind. It's still relevant. There's a lot of gamers over there, like all the similar categories, people that just chat, do talk shows. There's a lot of people that switched over to Mixer were on Twitch first, but they figured, you know what, Twitch is so saturated, they have so many people, there's already the popular streamers that have all of the people watching them, so let's try this new platform, and maybe I'll be that next top person on this other platform. That's been the general mindset of people with Twitch and Mixer. But, I mean, Mixer is great, it has a lot of benefits, but Twitch has this foundation and this money behind the company that there's still great benefits of staying on Twitch, despite how saturated the market is.
That would make sense. So, I hear, in theory, it is possible to make money doing these streams, especially on Twitch, where you can, like, subscribe and I can't even think of the word. What's it called when you give money to a person?
Subscribe, you can give them tips, bits.
I was thinking follow versus subscribe. So, like, is that realistic to think that you're going to get a bunch of subscribers and be able to live off your Twitch stream? Or like,
so
what does that take?
A lot of it is time and place and who you know. If you want to live stream, if you haven't streamed yet and you're sitting there thinking, you know what, there's all these streamers making money off these platforms, I want to make money, so that's why I'm going to stream, then stop yourself right there and don't stream. If your full goal is to go in to make a quick buck, you're going to be disappointed, guaranteed. A lot of these top streamers that are making an insane amount of money, a lot of them are just right time, right place, had the right sponsors, and some of them are just, they've been at it for years and built up the following. And some of them are just those, like, those people that are just naturally magnetic and are able to draw this audience in. It's not easy to do. It's very competitive. And I tell this to a lot of new streamers, if your entire goal is to get followers, make money, then you're doing it for the wrong reason. Streaming at baseline should be about having fun and engaging with people.
Yeah.
Fair. That makes a lot of sense.
No, is there anything about streaming that we haven't really touched on that you think is important to know for someone that's either wanting to get into it or just someone that wants to enjoy it?
It's important to note that streaming takes a lot of energy. You need to be prepared to have your Twitch flipped on the second that your stream is online. It can be exhausting. There's a lot of people that do these insanely long, like 24-hour streams often, and I don't do it. It's so bad for your health. I personally have done a couple 24-hour streams, and both of them have been for charity events, which is great. Yay, charity money. But it does take a toll on your physical and mental health. And even, like, I planned it perfectly. I had regular breaks. I had water, healthy snacks, got up and stretched. I did all the things right, and I still felt like crap at the end of it. Don't do 24-hour streams. It's not worth it. It's never worth it. Don't do it. Like, even a 12-hour stream is insane. And if you do it, be smart about it. Have regular breaks. Don't be sitting there chugging soda, eating crappy snacks. Like, be healthy about it. And, oh yeah, another great tip is when I first started streaming, I was first a viewer. So because as a viewer, I had connections with a lot of, like, partnered and up there streamers already. So when I first started streaming, I love doing research. Research is something I love doing. So I asked them all the same set of questions. You know, what is your advice for a brand new streamer? What are your, like, top three things? And all of them, the first top thing that all of them said is have a set schedule. Don't just stream randomly when you feel like it, when the mood strikes you. Have a set schedule. Think of it like a TV show. You want to be someone's favorite TV show. But if they don't know when to expect you online, they're not going to be there to watch you when you do decide to go online. So have a set schedule.
I hear that with a lot of content creation out there. That's a very important thing that people miss out on.
It's huge, and surprisingly, even with this knowledge out there, people still don't do it. They're like, maybe I'll stream. Like, they'll tweet out and be like, oh yeah, like, maybe I'll stream later. Keep an eye on my Twitter. No. Give them a time, and then people will plan. They're not going to think, oh yeah, let me set myself a reminder. I'll check their Twitter feed later. People aren't going to do that.
So if people wanted to take a look into what you do, what kind of streams do you do? What would you like to promo? What would you like to plug with us?
Oh man, so many things. I do a lot of stuff. Streaming wise, I'm currently streaming crazy week, but what I do on stream is, first and foremost, I try to exude a very non-toxic, positive atmosphere. You know, everyone's welcome to come in. I try to be diverse and inclusive and all those things. As far as content, I stream a variety of things. So, you know, the main Triple Tales, World of Warcraft, Overwatch, stuff like that. Also, tons of Steam games. I also stream creative stuff. I've done painting, curler bead art. Also cooked on stream, bartended on stream. Like, I'm very much the definition of a variety streamer. I've even tried doing just chatting streams. I'm just sitting there browsing for YouTube. People are linking me things. We're looking at stuff together. That's been really fun too. So very much a variety. I'm not in any certain niche. I'm all over the board. And that works for some people. It works for me. It keeps me happy. If I played the same game every single day, every single stream, I would go nuts.
Yeah.
I need to do all the things, all of them. Where to find me? I'm everywhere. Behind you right now. No.
You brought cookies.
Yeah, cookies. I always have cookies. And, like, those little Werther's candies, the hard candies, they're in my pockets. And there's mints in the other pocket. But yeah, my name on every platform is Malkari, M-A-L-K-A-R-I-I. Except on Twitter, there's an underscore at the end because someone stole my name. Rude, right?
How rude.
How rude. So, you know, Twitch, Twitter, everything. Just Malkari is where to find me. I am prominently in the Non-Toxic Gaming Discord because I manage that community. I am there all the time. And yeah, things ever present. I'm an omniscient.
It's great.
I'm just there.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. It's something that I think everyone's seen a stream, I think, by now, but not a lot of people realize that there's or there's a fair amount of people out there that don't realize there's a giant community and a giant economy behind it.
There really is. And there's, I could talk about streaming and stream setup and hardware for days. And there's so much in the show, because we couldn't cover everything. I encourage people to reach out to me, ask me my thoughts and opinions. I've tried and failed and found what works. So please don't be shy. Talk to me, ask me. And in my Not Talking TV Discord, we actually have a stream help section, and that's a place to ask. And
well, there you go, people.
Yeah. Not just for me, but from a bunch of other streamers too. Yeah.
Yeah. We will post, in the show notes, I will include a link to the Discord as well. So for Service Desk, you can reach us by searching Service Desk Podcast. We are on Twitter and Facebook, and we have a website. And of course, all of the podcatcher areas that you can find us in. And if you'd like to leave a ticket in our system, you can do so by emailing us at servicedeskpodcast@gmail.com.
Please make sure to rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. If you listen to us on iTunes or just anywhere, leave a comment and share it. I'm Andrew.
I'm Kim. And we are your techie friends.